on Tzayin Gimel Beis. So we started the piece right after the Tzudats. And behold, being by Amar Rav Papa Mishmei the Rav. So the more brought this machlokes, whether you need one shear for everybody, for both of them, or Meir is Mechayiv, is it one shear? They're sharing the same shear, or each one has to have his own shear. So, Omer Papa Mishmei the Rava Afanan Nametzinina. We learned the Mishnah like this: that Hayersha Bagabi Mito, but Arba Talius Tachas Arba Ragle Hamito. Timaeus when they say any Echel Lamed Al Sholish. Now, whereby Zov the Loch is, you have to have Rabe of the Zov on the item. So how can all four talisim be tome? The Chorba Mai, Liboy Shir Ziba Lizet. Where Shir Ziba Lizet? So you, the Chor, you should need, each one should have to have its own Shir Ziva. We're saying that all four are sharing. See, if you tell me that over here, Meres Mechayev, because each one has their Shir, so it means we don't look at that each one is doing the same Kegregus. Each one's mice of the Kegregus. We look at it, it's each one is doing part of that mice. Since there's two shirim, each one's chai. But over here by Zov, we don't have that. You don't have two Zov, and they only have one Zov there. And you have to have Reba, the Zov has to be on item X. So if you tell me that each one shares the Zov equally, so it's like all of them are carrying the Zov, so all four will be Tomei. But if you tell me they need separate shirim, why are they Tomei? So we say that there's one, they all share the same shear. So the Malacha of Tzeda, we have a Mishnah later on, the Tzvi went into the house, and so one person shut the door in front of the Tzvi. So he's trapping the tzvi in the house is malach of tzedim. However, Mishnah says, if two people do it, shnayim is maturim. Because shnayim sasu, la yachal echad linol v'nolu shnayim. The door is such that it needs two people to shut it. Chayav, v'mayli boy shir tzedo lezeh, b'shir tzedo lezeh. Tzedo, We look at the item. The shear is, you know, there's not shear, not kikrakers. The shear is the animal or the item which whatever you're capturing. So the act of seda is on one and this one animal, which is done by two people. So if each one needs their own shear, where are the two shearim over there? La mishum derminan shear echad lekulam. So apparently we say one shear counts for both. Amar Ravina Afanan Amitanino. He brings a raya from the halacha that the Torah says that if a ganav shechs steals an animal and steals a shor or a seh, and he shechs it, he pays, instead of just paying kefil, he pays dalar behe. Shutman shigan roi, v'tav roi is chayavim. Shutman steal and they shech together. Mechayiv, v'may liboy shir tvicha lezeh, b'shir tvicha lezeh. La mishum derminan shirecha lekulam. So we have to say b'nei shirecha lekulam. The more over there learns out, there's a drasha. I'm sure Rashi brings it or not. There's a drasha over there in the morning, Baba Kama, of utzvacha kuloi b'isura b'inan. The more said you need tvacha kuloi. So how do you have tvacha kuloi if each one needs their own shir? Elma, you have to say that we say each one is sharing the same shear. Of Amar Ravashi, of Hanan Amitanino, Shnaim Shetziu Kana Shalgari Chayavim. So, the sure this going. This is so much as any case. And is any yochel? Is any yochel or not? I don't know. But my liboy shir hutzol is there. Bishir hutzol is there. Lavish and the brinan shirechel lekulam. So they both share the same shir. So when Rav Acha braid the rubble, Rav Ashi. So in Rav Ashi's, so we brought more about four proofs. It brought the case of the talisim under the feet of the animal, Begabi Tuma. He had the tzvi going into the house, he had the shutim shechting the animal, and it has the case of the kon. It's so. Amalei Rav Acha braid the rubble, the Rav Ashi, so he challenged Rav Ashi's raya, Dilma de Isbe, Kedavashal Be'er Kalo, Lezeh. There's enough. The kona was used as become a case where it's being used as firewood. It was being used as firewood. The shear is to be able to cook a kegurgus worth of a bear cow. Maybe there was enough there to cook two gurgus worth. So he said he paid lishmeinon kona de alma, maishna kona de gardi, the weaver's kona. So apparently I'm talking about a case of it was being used as firewood. It was being used as part of the process of what a gardi does with it. So it's chashivas is only that's able to accomplish that what the weaver will use it for. And that where's the tushirim over there? So he said, well, Dilma dispe kirei larag mapo lezeh, kirei larag mapo lezeh. The Rashi says that it's the Erla B'Yerid which goes up. So I'm not sure what it means, the Kana Degardi, exactly where it's used in the process of the loom. It's referring to the part of the harness, which I would not have referred to that as a Kana. I'm not sure where you need a Kana over there for that. He says maybe this kon is long enough that it could be used to make weave X amount, which is the shear here for one and one for the other. Versus elami holak alamishmino. So the last proof is not conclusive, but the first three are. Tani tana kameder of Nachman shnayim shemitziu kana shagardi is piturin. Rav Shimon is Mechayev. So the Tanna Kama says that Shnaim Shetziu of the Kanash Agardi are Chayev. They're Potter, and Rav Shimon says Chayev. And that was, the Morris says, Klapi Lai, what direction are you going in? But we had before Rav Shimon is the one who says Potter, and at best you told me it's the case of Zayin Yochel, Zayin Yochel, and Tanna Kama says Chayev. But say the Tanna Kama says Potter, Rav Shimon says Chayev, that doesn't fit. Aleim Chayev and Rav Shimon Potter. That fits better with what we had before. And we'll have to say the case was a kana which was large enough that only that it was any yochel, any yochel. The krashi shir lezeb gregaris im oichel hu, if the shir would be, if its food would be a gregaris. Shir ziva, so that you needed the majority of the zob. So according to your thought process, you want to make four talesim tome. So each one is carrying the roiv of the zov. If you need a separate share for each, you would need four zovim to make four talesim tome. But the Mishnah says you have one zov. So the act of shutting the door is the act of tzedah. In case if the person can shut it himself and he shuts it with two people, he's potter. But if the case was that they could not shut it on their own, they needed each other, so then they're chayiv. But you don't have a shir. You don't shir say this tzvi the whole echad be'echad. You have each one has to capture a tzvi. Ella, what do you have? Shmami no shir echad the kulam. That one shir functions for both. So the same Rabbi Yehuda says, but in case of shnei any mechalim, each one gets the full ma'isa. So Rameir holds by Shnei Mechelim, each one gets the full Maisa. So here's where you have the Arsugya is Negeya Halacha L'Maisa, because we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. So here, whatever, the more is discussing in Rameir, it's applicable to Rabbi Yehuda also. They're not at that point, they're not arguing it. Chayam L'Shalom Tishu Medal B'Hei, Kashir Echel L'Kulam. Kana the Gardi, Urcha the Milsahu, Bahu Ha'ayla B'Yard B'Shesi. This kana was a kana which is used by the Gardi, and it's the Ayla B'Yared by the Shesi. The Shesi is the foundation threads, that's the threads that you put on the loom, you set up on the loom, and then later on you put the Orif threads through it. Shesi is a lesson of Shesia, Devon Shesia is the foundation. And Orif is a lesson of Tarubis, you're mixing the other one in. So the Shesi thread, you raise it and lower it through a harness, is, that's the only thing I can figure out she's saying. The Orif of Yerba Shesi is referring to the harness, I don't know what you call it first, but then I don't know why it was called a kana. It's not a kana, it's a whole frame. So that's why I'm not clear on Rashi. Sorry? But there's no chassis. I mean, it's the one which goes in and out of the chassis, you mean? Oil of a year. Didn't you listen to oil of a year? It's back and forth. It's not oil of a year. Okay, maybe that's a possibility. I still think the lashon is a little bit difficult because in itself is not the ela b'yared. Rashi's lashon, b'hu ha'ela b'yared b'shesi. Maybe. Comes alma. She'ein oimid ela l'hasaka. To have a shiuroi ke'etzim. If it's just there to be burnt, so the shiuroi is etzim and had enough. There was two shirim to cook with. Morris says, then why did I mention a kana of the gardi? Just because it's a kana of the alma. The Elohai, shura k'tayariga. Over here, the shira is k'tayariga. So if you say it means the shuttles, so then the point of the Morris is that there's enough thread in there to make two mappas, two small kerchiefs. Klapi lai, klapi hecha. Nebuchadnezzar said, where is this thing turning towards? It's turning towards the wrong thing. Shimon holds that potter shnayim shahutziu. Shimon holds that you're potter by shnayim shahutziu. So how can you have Shimon saying chai? So the Morris says, you're right, we have to switch it around. Okay. So the Mishnah, what's the Eichlam? Pachas mikashir b'kli, potter afalakli, shakli tzfeil aloi. As a chai b'mita, potter afalamita, shachai tveilaloi. If you're taking out an item which you're not chayiv on, even if it's in a container which is large enough to be chayiv, since the container is functioning as a toffel to the item that you're taking out, so therefore, he's not, the same way he's not chayiv on the item, he's not chayiv on the container either. So the oichlam are less than a shear, so you're not chayiv on the oichlam, he's not chayiv on the box, which is a shear. The chai, we have a rule, chai nos es atzmoi, that the act of carrying the chai is not a full act of hitzah, because it's the chai has a certain propensity to assist in its being carried. A chai who can walk on his own, a person who has ability, if a person who's ill to the point we cannot walk doesn't have this halacha, but a chai b'mita. So he's potter on the chai, he's also potter on the mita, which is carrying him. So if you have a person in a wheelchair, a person who's able to walk, just he needs long distances, hard for him, etc., but he's able to walk, so the wheelchair is tumble to the person, and there's no chiyav on the person, there's no chiyav on the wheelchair. So, the rabbanon be also, but the raisa, it would not be considered hitzah. So when you discuss issues of what are you allowed to do with a person in a wheelchair outside of an Erev, so the first question is, as a person who can walk, and as a, you know, the person is able to walk, you're dealing with the Rabbanon, not the Raisins. Okay, now, as a mace b'mita, chayiv, person takes a mace out in a mita, so he's chayiv, chayiv on the mace. Okay, kazayis min a mace, or kazayis min an avelu, kadashim min a sheretz, a person takes out an item from the house, which is generating tumah in the house, and he wants to get it out of the house to stop this tumah issue. So he moves the kazayis from the mace, the kazayis from the nevela, the size of an adash, the size of a lentil, that's the shear for tumah by a sheretz. He removes it from the house. So the first time of the Mishnah says chayiv, Rav Shimon and Potter, Rav Shimon says pot. And Rashi points out that the machlokes in the Tanna Kamma and Rav Shimon is melachos shein tzricha legufa. Here the hitzah, normally hitzah is to get the item from point A to point B because you want it in point B. You have a purpose and a function to get the item to where you took it to. Over here the person has no interest in getting it to point B, his interest is getting it out of point A. He doesn't want it in the house because it's generating tumah. So it's a melachos shein tzricha legufa. The Tanna Kamma holds chayiv, and Rav Shimon says potter. So this is where you have Rav Shimon in the Masechta. Rav Shimon says melachos shein tzricha legufa is potter. So here is where Rav Shimon said it. He says that this case is potter because his function, his goal is not to get the item to somewhere. The goal is to get the item not here. So I really don't need the melacha of itzah in the sense of I need it to get it, that what the purpose of itzah is. I need it just that's happening, but that's not my real intent. Now, Rashi and Tosfos both grapple with what's the definition of Itzah. Because over here, under the circumstances, he wants to take it out. So why isn't it called Melachat Tzricha Legufa? That's what he wants to do. He wants to do the act of being Moitzia from here to outside. So, why is the defining element of Itzah that he wants it there more than that he wants it bedafka in point X, as opposed to saying the Malach of Itzah is the person who desires to take an item out of where it is? So both Rashi and Tosfos grapple with that. We'll see Rashi. They give quite different answers. Okay, so Rashi. It's a chayiv mita. Mechayil mechayiv. And the chai is not chayiv, al itzosa, to who makel atzmai benose atzmai, because I'll say chai nose is atzmai, that the chai has a certain assist that he gives, like in the act of being carried, which a mace doesn't. It's the idea of dead weight is heavier than live weight. Chink is aizmen a mace, chayiv im hoitzi, person's chayiv, the hoyol umatame.
How's that? Along with the
Shtaim Shasua.
Is it a form of
Shtaim Shasua? It's a form of
Shtaim Shasua, yeah. So does it make a difference, you know, whether Yachol or any Yachol?
That's an interesting thought. I mean, the Morris says a person who's not able, who cannot walk, he's physically not able to walk, there's no din of chayna says atzmai. A person is ill enough that he cannot walk, there's no din of chayna says atzmai. I never thought of seeing in the context and how he now functions as a Zayin Yochel. Even that case, we're not Machayev, the Chay in that case, there's Machayev, the one who carries him. He's a Zayin Yochel, he's a Yochel. Okay. I guess you could think of those in that context. I never thought of it in that context. Now Rashi says we always defined when it comes to at least hilchos shiurim of hoitzah, there's it has to be hoitzah chashuva. So what's the chashivas of this hoitzah? If you don't really care where the item goes, as long as it's not here, all the cases of the chashivas always discussed is because there's something usable and functional about the item which you want, which gives it a significance. Over here, it doesn't have that. So what we had before, when you took out the avodah zarah from the house, that was kosher because you need to get it out. The took out the things to be gone as them, even though you don't really, your goal isn't specifically the act of geniza per se. It's because since these need geniza, they're kosher. So we're also, since this is generates tuma, the chashivas of this tzah is to save you from tuma. Rav Shimon is poiter. Philip may sholim. Rashi says Rav Shimon argues on the case of the meis b'mita. Now over there, the argument is even stronger because the problem is even stronger because now that there's a meis, he wants to bury the meis. So he's taking the mace out from the house to get it to Point X to bury it. So he wants the mace there. So why is it called Malacha Shenetzich L'Gufa? Malacha Shenetzich L'Gufa. It's called Malacha, which is Shenetzich L'Gufa. Now,
how do you know that it's being taken to a place of Gufa?
Well, I would ask you the other way around. If Rashi is telling me that he's put even that case, how do we know the case wasn't that he was taking out the Kvurna? That doesn't mean you can't take it here to the place you want to bury it. Well, again, that would depend. If the case was it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they bury it at night time. So you take out 5:30 and 6 o'clock, Motzei Shabbos, you bury it. How do we know that wasn't the case? So unless Rashi is saying just from the flow of the Mishnah, we're talking about the case that his goal was only just to take the mace out, not to generate tumor, but... we would need, I would like something to differentiate and explain. Now, the Rashi gets it from the Gemara. It's the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Behedit, that Poyta Hoy Rav Shimon after Moitzi SMS to cover it. So, that's the top of the Gemara on Sadi Dalma base. So, Rashi gets it from the Gemara. You have to understand the Gemara. What's the lumbness behind it? So, the Gemara's point is, if Shimon would hold, even if that's what you were doing, he'd still be potter. We're not telling him he should do this. We're discussing Chivin Pturis. What would be in a case where a person was Moitzi as a Meis L'Kreber? Is Shimon your potter? Because Malach HaNetzich L'Gufa. So the Pturis is Malach HaNetzich L'Gufa. So in other words, the definition of malacha shenetzich l'gufa, the person does the malacha, intending to do the malacha, being aware he's doing the malacha, but he's doing it not for the purpose of the malacha, but for a different purpose. So, the example which we've had a few times already, person does the malacha of chayfer, he digs a hole. So the malacha of chayfer is you dig a hole because you need a hole, you need to use the hole for something. That's the malacha of chayfer. He doesn't need a hole. He needs dirt. So he digs out some dirt and he gets a hole, but he has no intent for the. See, he's actively digging. He wants to dig. And he knows he's digging, and all that. But the purpose of it is not to accomplish digging. The purpose of it is to accomplish getting dirt, which means, as far as he's concerned, that having a hole there is irrelevant. So that's also potter. That's a halacha which applies to Hilchos Shabbos. It doesn't apply to other areas of halacha. And the Morah Chagiga points out that Hilchos Shabbos and Tzliyim Mitzara, the Morah says that there is that they have that the source for these halachas are very minimal, and a tremendous amount of halacha is generated. It's like Kahar Tzliyim Mitzara. It's like a mountain which is hanging on a thread. And then we're saying that's referring to Hilchos Shabbos, that there's these concepts in halacha Hilchos Shabbos, which the sources for it in the Torah are minimal. And generates a whole body of halacha based on it. And the more says, what is that? It's referring to halacha genetic lagufa. That's the Marcha Giga. So that's the concept of halacha. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold what's Rabbi Yehuda holds it's chayiv. The person is intentionally doing the halacha. It's not like Dovashenim is kavim, where the person is doing a different action. And this action results. Here the person is actively pursuing this action, which is the malacha. The purpose that he has is different than usual. So I'm going to tell you Tosis shot first, then I'll look at Rashi. Tosis says, so if I wanted to find what's called Sricha Lagufa, what's called, you need it for itself, meaning the malacha itself, so you have to look at the malacha of the Mishkan. I go into the Mishkan, I say, well, in the Mishkan, this is what the Malacha was done for. That's going to become now the prototype of the Malacha. And if I start doing it for a different purpose, it's called Enetzricha Lagufa. When they did Seder in the Mishkan, they did Seder in order to get the item to use it for the skins or for the dye of the item. They captured the tachash to use it for its skins in the Mishkan, or they captured the chalazin to use it for its dye. So a person, now there's a animal or a snake or something like that which is chasing after him, endangering him, and he decides to put a net over the snake because he doesn't need the snake, but just prevent it from biting him. It's a malacha shenetzricha lagufa. He's doing seder, but not for the purpose of seder, which is to get the item, but here he doesn't need the item, doesn't want the item, he just wants the item away. So that's called Enetzricha Lagufa. When they do the malacha of chayfer, is either going to be the malacha of binyan. If you're doing it inside the house, you use the hole, or outside is because you want to use the ground to be able to plant it, etc. So they were in the Mishkan, they would plant the samamonim to get the dyes that they needed. So they would do the malacha of chareish. And Chayfer is told of Chareish to make the ground usable, not to get something, not to take dirt and use it for something else. It goes through a lot of the cases. So you look at now when it comes to Hitzah in the Mishkan. So it says that when you come to Hitzah always was you had an active goal to take this item to place X. That was the Hitzah, which is other. There was never a case in Mishkan. Well, it's in the way, let's move it somewhere else, type of a thing. You know, that wasn't, we're not aware that that was part of Melechaz Mishkan, that they had things in their way. So the Melechaz Mishkan, actually the Moors later on discuss where they had Mishkan, Hutzah in the Mishkan. The Hutzah in the Mishkan was when they had to, when they would break camp and move to a new camp, so they had to transport the Mishkan from where they were to the new place. So, at that point in time, they did Hutzah of carrying the Kroshim, etc. And that's how we learn out different in it. Shumas Hadeshin, well, there's two dinim, it's an interesting question. Shumas Hadeshin, there's two dinim in Shumas Hadeshin. One was every morning they had to take part of the ash off of the Mizbeach and put it in a place there in the Ozara. They didn't take it out at all. Then there was another halacha, which was when it would get too much ash on the top of the Mizbeach, then there was something called Hitzos Hadesh, and they would take it out Mechus the Machan. But what you're raising is an interesting question, because it's close to the Babylon and the Yerushalmi. The malach of Oifa, where do you have Oifa in the Mishkan? So the Babli says you don't have Oifa in the Mishkan we had before. You have Bishul Samamonim, and since Oifa and Bishul are the same, Yishami says you have Oifa when you made the lechem upon it. So we spoke about this when we were on Gimel. Like, why didn't the Babli give that answer? That's a great answer. And the Mishnah says Oifa. He said, well, really with Bishul, but the Siddur Pas. No, I mean, like, you know, it's like, you have a great answer. Well, they actually had the Oifa of the Mishkan. So Tosfos Shita is that we're dealing with the Melechas HaMishkan as opposed to the Hakrova in the Mishkan. It's anything which is part of the process of being makarv in the mission that wasn't a source for the Lama Tes Malachas. Lama Tes Malachas were for the binyan element of the mission. Rashi doesn't say what Tosa says. Rashi never, as far as I can recall, the place where Rashi talks about it, Rashi never takes us back to the Mishkan as the paradigm of the Malacha and say, well, this is the Malacha, and now you're doing it for a different purpose, etc. We're sort of defining in Svara what are the purposes of the Malachas. Most of the Malachas are pretty clear. You're cooking something because you want the item cooked, you know. So, Hitzah is not as clear, so Rashi says, so Rashi comes along and says, a Svara. Let's see Rashi's Svara. B'chol Malacha she'ena tzricha ela l'salka me'olav ha'be Malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. Any malacha which the goal over here is just to get it away, that's not called malacha tzricha l'gufa. He did not have a real need for this item because you would ask him, his preference would have been that the whole thing shouldn't be. That's not called malachas machshavas. So the source of this dinner, it has to have a malacha with intent, and a malacha which is chashiv, and a malacha which I really prefer not to have the whole situation. And now it's here, just like, okay, let's get out of the situation. So the case of the nochash, so he really preferred not having a nochash chasing after him, and his goal over here is to stop the nochash from bothering him. So you can't say, so we argue that it's not malachas machshavas. I mean, at this point in time, that he's in a situation where there's a nochash running after him, he really wants to catch the nochash, right? But so Rashi says, but his goal isn't to accomplish wanting the item. It's the goal to just get it out of here. So any time in the malachas, the goal is to get out of here. That's your goal. That's not called malachas machshavas, Rashi says. So it's a swar, Rashi holds. Now, Chayfer Guma, you can't say that. Right? Like, he needs dirt over there. It's not saying he doesn't want the dirt. He does want the dirt, and he wants to dig the hole to get the dirt. So it's Malachas Machshavas. So Rashi has to agree that Rashi, I don't think, is saying that this is the only definition of Malachas Machshavas, of Malachas Enesich L'Gufa. Right? Over there, he has a positive goal in mind of getting dirt to use for whatever purpose he needs the dirt for. Over here, he has a negative goal. Over here, it's like, he doesn't really want it. He really preferred the whole thing shouldn't be. Now there's a situation he needs to address it by getting it away. So it's a negative goal. It's not a positive goal. So that's all in the Tzichel Gufa. But Rashi has to agree there's another criteria, another definition, where the person is, where you define the malacha is chrisha for the purpose of having usable earth. And his goal over here is something else. Totally, you have usable earth. Now you have a hole which you could use to plant it, etc. But that's not his goal. His goal is he needs the dirt. So Rashi agrees to that. Rashi is saying over here, this is not as clear as that. Over there, we understand the definition of chayfer is X, or chayfer is X, and you're not doing it for that. Over here, you're doing it so. What are you doing? Because you want this. You want right now. Your goal is to take this item from point A to point B. So look, chayfer. But I really wouldn't have. I really wish I wouldn't have to be carver him. And it's Yechel Gufa. Tremendous chiddush. It's very hard to digest it.
Well, I mean, because regular chofer guma, not malacha guma. I really wish that the dirt wasn't here.
No, you don't. You want to plant.
Right. So I wish there was already a hole. The fact that it's
but it's not the soul coming to love it. It's not my goal. Isn't to remove something. My goal is. It's not. I want a positive result of having usable ground. That's a positive result. Well, I really wish I could sit back and not have to do any work in my life. Yeah, I wish, you know. But that line nobody's going to say. That's not our point. I really wish that, you know, there was robots taking care of my life. It's therefore now that I have to do something, it's a problem. I really wish that I wouldn't have to plant either. Because it's much easier that things should grow without planting. But now that you have to plant, this is what you want to do. But you're right. What's bothering you is we're always reacting to something. Now that you're in a situation, you're reacting to a situation with what you need to do. Well, now that I have a maize, I need to bury it. Now that I have plants which don't grow out of themselves, I need to plant them. So, where do you draw the line? That's a Rashi that leaves you very, very uncomfortable. It's a very difficult Rashi to put a. Tosafot says, listen, you know, look at the Mishkan, that's it. So, it's very easy. Deres HaKosim. That's basically what Tosafot is saying. Well, just go back to the Mishkan and say, this is what we did. Tough luck, you know. Why? Because the version says,